Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Morning!
Running commentary. December morning.
Yeah, quite mild though, isn't it?
It's ridiculously mild, yeah.
It's kind of, there's not that much light, but it's not windy, it's not rainy, the temperature's up.
It's good, and we're just going to do a swift five-ish. We've both got stuff to do.
Morning, magpies.
Yeah. One of those runs where sometimes you just got to nick a run, haven't you?
You've got to steal it from that's the day. Right, because you've got all these Christmas things happening, all the shenanigans. You've got to fit it in the gap. So I've got so much respect for you guys listening to this who have proper solid 9-to-5, which is probably actually 8-till-6 jobs.
Because fitting a running round
exactly,
and about.
Fitting it into a heavy schedule of 20 minutes here and there is hard enough sometimes, isn't it?
Well, I was away in Devon yesterday and had to... Get a quick one in.
So you're just, in Devon.
I'm in Devon. It's lovely out there. But we just had a day there. I only had like half an hour, so I just legged it down to the beach and did some sprints on the beach.
Brilliant.
You can soon get tired sprinting.
Particularly on
sand. A beach. Yeah.
Hard sand, soft sand.
It was pretty soft. It was. I thought it was going to be harder than it was.
That's so. The long, excellent beaches of North Devon, isn't it?
Yeah, beautiful. Croyd around there. Yeah.
Lovely spot.
Puttsbrus, that was nice.
Today we're going north up our Parkland walk. And we're going to go around the woods and then...
And then back.
And
just
then,
the classic Parkland loop. Very classic nice. Loop. And I had a bit of a late night last night. I did a gig in a safari park.
Brilliant. Which one?
It was West Midland Safari Park. And it was a Christmas party.
Yeah. Dogs there?
Yeah, and those dogs were in there. There would have been probably a better crowd, actually.
Yeah.
There's definitely one thing they didn't want last night, which was...
Comedy?
Yeah. I mean, which is... And I totally get it at Christmas parties.
Yeah.
You spend all year working with someone. You've got all this stuff you want to say.
Yeah.
You just want to get drunk and have a shout and or show off or... You want and any comedy about them was did okay sort of thing.
Yeah, but it's about them.
Yeah, and of course it would be because it's their Christmas party.
You don't
I literally don't understand it.
No, but the thing about comedy is, the idea of it is it creates a party for everyone. And at Christmas, you're at a party.
Yes.
So instead of having a party created for you, you're having a stranger inflicted on you. That's not nearly such a good rhythm, is it?
And also, you spend all year. Well, some people spend all year listening to people. Telling them stuff, and then they don't want to sit down and listen to me. Well, they didn't. But it was fine, I didn't resent them, and it was okay, don't get me wrong. It didn't get nasty or anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was just like, they were dancing before the gig. So that's all you need to know, isn't it?
Again, you have to stop them dancing.
Yeah, stop dancing and having
Shut
fun.
Up and having fun. I'm going to entertain you now.
Stop physically letting loose, because we've got stuff to say. That's going in the wrong direction, isn't it?
Talking about physically letting loose.
Yeah.
I didn't have a chance before the run this morning. I hope we don't experience drop down while we're out and about.
You do get a bit of drop down, don't you? It's the nature of running, isn't it?
Yeah. As 717 once saying, because it's time for a shakedown. Well, I had an award ceremony last night.
Oh, yeah, nice.
It was nice. It was at a...
What awards was it?
It was the Music Tech Magazine Awards for Musical Equipment. So
right.
I kept dropping
in
saying, well, I sure could do with a free couple of those.
I bet you
which they all laughed a lot, but you know.
Nothing.
That's funny. Comedy is true. No, it's all started rolling in. So, yeah, that was...
Isn't that right? Isn't that sort of almost your perfect gig, I'd imagine?
You know, it was
in terms
really
of, like, your knowledge.
Well, you'd think that, wouldn't you? But actually, the music tech I use is brilliantly basic and old-fashioned.
Right.
That was kind of the fun of it. It's like my stuff for your Commodore Garden audience. And we'll be like, oh, that's clever. And to these guys, it's like, oh,
how retro.
Still using that? Yeah. It's pretty basic, right? And it is, you know.
But it was a nice little gig.
It was really nice. And a nice little bit of ka-ching before Christmas. Very nice. But it is a funny time of year, isn't it, for the comedian Christmas?
Yes.
Our Facebook feeds, how about yours, I'm assuming, just full of people moaning about gigs, but then also...
Disastrous stories.
And assuming that they're going to have a terrible time.
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be awful.
Yeah. I think there's got to be a bit of Christmas spirit going both ways, that people turn up to have a good time. You'd have thought it just might not involve you.
We're talking
as
of
a comic.
Perfect, you know, gig. I love Christmas because the whole nature of the moment is great for my act. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I did a whole show about it a few years ago, and it was basically half family Christmas, what Christmas means,
right?
Nostalgia and not nostalgia,
yeah.
And also just all the songs, you know.
Yes, it's
tearing that stuff apart. So I dress up as Father Christmas and I do all this Christmas stuff. And what I've had to learn is, in December, some audiences, they really resent that.
They don't like Christmas.
Hey, look, I dressed up as Father Christmas. Well, we resent that. And this is the energy that the gig begins with.
Isn't it funny? Some people don't like Christmas.
Yeah.
How pointless is that?
It is funny.
I mean, how can you resist that?
Absolutely, because it betokens an inability to experience joy, doesn't it? Because you can do what you like with Christmas.
Yeah, or a joy in resisting joy.
That's right. There is joy there, isn't there? But yeah.
Because you can be against the rampant commercialism of Christmas and still enjoy Christmas. I mean, there's a lot of ways into it, isn't there?
You know? Yeah, or whatever. You know, you can fit pretty much any belief system or lack of around it.
Yeah.
You know, when it's stripped down to its bare bones, it's getting together with the people you love in the darkest time of the year with some good, heavy, sweet food and some little bright lights.
Yeah.
None of that is bad.
No, it's not.
And I didn't even include music. It's a good time of year.
And it's approaching Crew's anniversary, isn't it?
Hey, I just...
You just awoke in a cold sweat.
No! No!
The crew!
Not the cruise! Yeah, those people were on that cruise to avoid Christmas.
Yeah.
They definitely found the joy in not finding the joy.
How does your running go through Christmas? What's your sort of...
Well...
Is there an approach? I mean, I'm thinking I'm going to try and run a fair bit, well, you know, balance. I'm not going to knacker myself out with it, but I want to run regularly through
it. Well, it's like we were saying this time last year before my life fell apart.
Yeah. Title for the biography.
You're kind of in the warm-up for the training. So
yes, yeah.
And that's exactly what you need. You want to arrive at training kind of fit.
Yeah.
But equally, we're embracing the fact at this point that, like, you know, you're not looking at your watch. Yesterday, my run included going and buying some train tickets and going to the bank. It's all just fitting in.
Yeah.
And so Christmas is good for that. I mean, we apparently have slightly different attitudes to running away from the family during the Christmas holidays.
Yeah.
I always find that one quite difficult because, you know, we do a lot of cool stuff together in the holidays, but I'm definitely going to inflict some absences on them because I want to get some running in.
Yeah, I don't mind the odd run. And also you've got, on December the 23rd, or whatever, you're only 4 months away then from the London Marathon.
Ah!
It's funny, in funny people's relative, you know, the differences to approach. There's this guy I'm in contact with on Facebook, Philip Markham, I'll name check him, he lives in Scarborough. He's in Scarborough Harriers. He was talking about this run he did the other day. He's a very fast runner. And he's, I think he's running for England Veterans.
Right.
Anyway, he was talking about this run he did the other Sunday. 2 miles warm-up, 10 miles steady, then 10 miles at marathon pace.
Yeah.
followed by 2 miles at 10k pace and then 2 miles warm down. That's a lot of running, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's we're in December.
Yeah, yeah.
We're more like 5 miles easy, keep your legs fresh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, I mean, that is, he's like, you're talking about, oh, I'm gonna build up to 32-mile runs and then come down for speed. I'm like,
I was just going to say, I think...
That's incredible. That's 28 miles he's running now.
Even at our fittest, even with...
No chance.
Even within what we're trying to do, that's cold water splashing on both legs.
Yeah.
He's a hard man.
Whilst talking about someone's amazing schedule.
But I think... Not in it, it's going to sound self-deprecating, but I don't mean it. I think that we, even at our fittest, we're stretching our fitness to just fit around a marathon.
Yeah.
And I think that's right for us. You know, you're working towards using everything you've got. I think even in terms of the psychology of the whole thing, you want to get to that finish line and use and have used everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that is, I think that's a very laudable aim. I would, it's my aim. But equally, if you want to do even better than that, you can give your whole life up to running.
Totally.
And turn around on the marathon finish line and go, yeah, that was easy. I did it in this amount of time and it was easy. But you've yeah, really got to, coming back to going out running during the family Christmas holidays and stuff, you've kind of got to dump everything else in your life to achieve that level of running.
Yeah.
How old is your mate?
I think he's like 40s.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is he'll probably run it about 5 minutes faster than me, maybe 10 minutes faster than me.
Yeah.
And it's... but it's obviously completely different approach for that 10 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, and when you're looking at it at that level, you know, it's 10 minutes faster than you, but at a point where you're both
that's really hard work.
Than nearly everyone in the world.
That's really hard work,
and,
yeah.
And then you have to look at how much of your life, how many life hours does it cost for each one of those minutes, you know?
Yeah.
It's literally weeks out of your life, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not doing that.
And I actually beat him at York. He obviously set off too fast.
Right.
And then he was one of those blokes walking at about 21, 22. And then so I'm gently chiding him, of course.
I was going to say, you chided the telling of that story brilliantly because you made it sound like, oh, here's an afterthought. Here's the punchline.
Oh, no, he's way faster than me, but it was just sort of...
Not on that day, he wasn't.
So when I saw that thing of him doing, like, 28 miles on a Sunday, I said, I'm worried about your under-training. Yeah. You think you'll beat me at London?
But it's
just
funny
a bit of a wink there. Banter. Yeah.
I mean, I think that you've got to be... Maybe it's a big man thing, but I think that I'm more at risk of overtraining than you or him. You know, I mean, I was really pleased with my training this year, and I really needed to get up from... where I was for London to get to where I was for York.
Yeah.
But equally, having really put the work into pushing my miles up to what to you or him wouldn't seem much, but for me was a lot. And also, more specifically, running every day.
The amount of days, yeah.
I really noticed some negatives. You know, like, you know, I've been complaining all year about my right thigh.
Right.
I think basically I kind of held on to that injury from London to York. And then this last few weeks after York, it's gone now.
Good.
Because I haven't been running so hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I just didn't give it a chance.
You've got to know your own body, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. I'm doing more and more. I do, like I say, other exercises help. Yes. I don't want to go too far down that road. I got barbells for my birthday, which I had hinted for.
Nice.
So, you know, but there was a...
Talk me through your birthday. Have I seen you since your birthday?
It's pretty low key. It was great. It was on a Monday. You know?
Yeah.
So there were martinis.
Yes. Yeah.
Thai food.
Nice, nice.
Had that night off we talked about, which was not particularly... was not a planned night off.
Yeah.
And we played games with some friends who were over anyway, you know. So it's excellently brilliant balance between partying and not partying, because for a 44-year-old, I think I'm more prone to, what are we going to do to celebrate than most? I mean, the people we were celebrating with, it was my birthday, that was Saturday, right? And it was his birthday that day,
right.
My birthday on the Monday, and he did not care.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was his actual birthday.
Yes,
and
I was like that.
So, any presents? Because, you know,
bumps.
It is a day on which to celebrate myself. I'm not going to miss that.
Yeah. I agree. I think you should celebrate yourself.
Do you remember when we went up there in the summer and you found that flower on that wall?
Yes.
Beautiful days.
Oh, the flower on the wall.
Yeah. But here we go back again into Queen's Woods.
That's the thing about Christmas, isn't it? And the kind of tactics, the sort of party tactics.
Yeah.
It's sort of... You want to enjoy it, but there comes a point where... Obviously, you can only speak for yourself. I quite like to resist that thing of... Sometimes in Christmas, you feel like you're in the grips of some mania that you can't control.
Yeah, yeah.
That leaves you feeling slightly sick. It's almost propelled by some kind of societal hurricane.
Yes.
To eat and scoff and just whatever it is.
Yeah.
And yet you can have a calmer kind of...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Those moments.
It's just a British thing, isn't it? We don't... It's like on or off. It's like, hate it. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
I despise it. I'm mad for it. Yeah. It's just a bit of moderation. We're not...
I'm wondering whether it's possible... I only say this because I've never achieved it. To have a Christmas dinner that's not four times the usual plate eating at twice the speed.
Yeah, yeah,
do you know
what
I mean? Is that... Yeah. Do you get caught up in that kind of? I think this sort of like.
How would you better
must
and better,
eat
actually?
Loads really
I
quick.
I think between the things that we don't eat, you know, because you know,
we're vegan, yeah,
yeah, well,
the vegan,
yeah, and various even down the years we haven't eaten meat and stuff, and the kids are fussy and everything. We got to a point now where the kids aren't fussy. We've got loads of lovely different things,
right?
But we have roasts quite often. Two of us at the most eat turkey.
Right.
So there's this kind of natural control on the thing. It's kind of tied down with guy ropes.
Right.
And we're not having anyone over.
Okay.
I think if there were other people turning up, I mean, on my birthday when the other family were over, you know, that was a lot of food we put out then.
Right, yes.
And of course, all the food, it doesn't get eaten. I eat.
Yeah, later. Yeah, yeah, so the snack.
Yeah, not even much later, actually.
The grazing. Yeah, on the post-meal grazing.
As the plates go over to the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
The last of the food goes into me.
It's that post-meal window.
Yeah.
When everyone's clearing up the thing, and I find myself just mopping the potatoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a dangerous
one. One of the things that taught me... Oh, look, Holly. Stand in front of that Holly. Look, Christmas. Paul Tomkinson at Christmas time in his Christmas running jacket. Don't know, if you face back to me like that, A, it looks coquettish, and B, it looks like the Blair Witch Project again. Mikey! That's my favourite Christmas movie. one of the times I found out that my greed was family taught and vaguely genetic, because it really is a post-war thing, isn't it? You know, I remember the first time I met someone who said leaving a little bit of your food was a polite thing to do.
Yeah.
I was like, I've never heard that before.
What is that? Yeah,
and I'm 26.
Clear your plates.
You know,
yeah.
And we were taught to eat everything in the house. My mum just finished
your plate.
My mum's a feeder.
And anyone else's plate, yeah.
That's right. And my dad was an eater.
Yeah.
And I just got caught up in that. And I remember noticing one Christmas because my dad had had a drink. And my dad is such a laconic, easygoing, nice guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was a bit like Homer Simpson or something. Once he had the drink in him, he just got a little bit... He got fiercer than usual. Right. And my mum had made... It wasn't Christmas. It was kind of December the 23rd or the day after Boxing Day or something. My mum had made this massive, magnificent chili.
Yeah.
And I just remember going back for more. And I didn't need any more. And my dad, really out of character... You've had enough. He stopped me, and he had thirds himself. Yeah. So I see. I
Great
see
dad you. Moment. Yeah.
That's something to watch out for in the future.
Yeah. Well, we take our Christmas meal to mates. We're having it at mates' house, but we do the turkey, take it over.
Yeah.
And it's
and then slaughter it when you get there.
Yeah.
Walk it round.
It's the last 20 minutes before it's served up, isn't it? The timing. I think that leads to the speed of the eating, because getting the timing right with all the various elements.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That can be quite tense, the serving up, can't it? The chopping up and the veg and it.
That's right. That's a real abyss of any roast dinner. It's all ready. It's all ready, everyone. And then suddenly you're saying, I said it's ready.
Yes.
Can you lay the table?
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm serving
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Stop playing Jenga.
To get it piping hot is tricky.
Also, cooking leads to eating fast, doesn't it? Cook, 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 serve up, eat, and then suddenly you've eaten it.
Yeah.
It's no good. But yeah, looking forward to it, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It is a funny thing. Nearly went. Talking about the joy of Christmas, which in turn is funny because there's an advert on the radio at the moment when they've got the tune of Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly.
Yes.
But the people are singing Joy of Christmas.
Right. Why this?
Why do they bother with that?
Yeah.
Just sing Deck the Halls or make up your own song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joy of Christmas.
So I don't understand that. So why? What words aren't they singing?
Deck the Halls with.
But why not? Why aren't they singing this?
Exactly. Because they want to sing about the joy of Christmas.
Right.
Haven't paid anyone to make it up.
Oh, right, okay.
Haven't got the rights to any songs.
Right, okay, so it's a copyright issue.
Yeah. Which they fumbled really badly.
Yes, yeah.
And me and my daughter always make faces at the radio when no one comes
yeah,
up.
That's fair enough.
Joy of Christmas.
La, 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 la.
But one of the things, it is interesting as you get older, and talking about that kind of holding up at the winter solstice, it is. There is a sadness to Christmas.
There is, of course.
You
yeah.
know, when you're little, you don't necessarily realise that, and neither should you. And equally, as you're older, you have to embrace it and still love it, you know. It's all about.
Well, it's part of the reflection of the year, isn't it?
That's right.
It's part of that period just before New Year, and it's sort of. And things. Always things go wrong. Always famous people die, don't they?
That's right.
People turn off. People,
it's like they've been dying all year.
Yeah, people stop battling
yeah.
and just chill out for Christmas.
And they let it go.
Yeah, and they just let it go. Yeah.
Fa la la la. Here you are in Jurassic Park. But, yeah, I've got this thing this year. And, you know the old songs. There was a kind of phase, wasn't there, from kind of with stretched out in both directions, but it's very at its high from kind of 75 to 85.
Yeah.
Wizard, Slade, Queen.
Yes.
Elton John, Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
All those songs.
Kind of high rock kind of thing.
That's right. All these songs recorded as a cash-in in the middle of summer in a knowing... Cheers, intelligent era where they could sing about how it was a cash-in. You know, it's fantastic right. the way Wizards Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day starts with the sound of a cash register.
Right.
And that's why. But my dad used to have that a tape, you know, and it was Christmas hits. It was the older thing. But equally, it was from that long ago that it kind of focused on ones that are slightly forgotten, like the Queen one.
Right.
Thank God it's Christmas. No Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
I think the most recent song on it was Wham. Anyway, so it was nostalgic even then, you know, we're talking 25 years ago. He'd get it out and put it in the car. And then it'd be in there all over Christmas. And it's been a funny couple of years with my dad. And in a way, I mean, he was in a nursing home with dementia this time last year.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff going on this year. It's more kind of settled and ongoing. Anyway, long story short, I keep hearing crappy Christmas songs on the radio and going, it's so evocative.
It all reminds you of your dad.
There's one moment from when I wasn't even that little, because like I said, it's all tied in with the car as well. And there's one Christmas lunchtime, so we did the classic where I was taking, quite rightly, taking disapprobation from my daughter for leaving my mum to cook.
Right.
Well, me and my dad and my brother went to the pub
right.
on Christmas Day. And I can remember Paul McCartney, Mood Is Up, The Time Is Right.
Nice song, yeah.
The cold bathrooms of the pub we were in. So the first pint had hit and I was going for my wee.
Yeah.
Taste of Strongbow. And it's like a time tunnel, you know, the memory is so vivid.
That sense memory propels you.
It's got taste, it's got temperature, it's got music.
Yeah.
And when I hear that, you know, really second-rate song, I just fall down this time tunnel and think, it'd be nice to go to the pub with my dad.
Of course, yeah.
But that's how Christmas works when you're a bit older.
But it's good that you went to the pub with your dad in the first place.
That's true.
You got that. But that's, of course, it brings up loads of sadness, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, completely. It's all about who. It's not just the David Bowies who won't be around this Christmas, is it?
Of course. Yeah. And that's sadly not going to end in 2017.
No.
Unfortunately.
No, that's right. When it comes down to it, you know,
The mood is up.
Yeah.
The time is right.
Driving home for Christmas.
I remember actually hearing that. I did Christmas gigs on Teesside.
Christmas gigs on Teesside.
Because I want the money.
Because we want the money.
I'd actually put the turkey crown. I did the shopping.
Yeah.
In Teesside, in between the, you know, the weekend gigs.
Oh, right.
Put all the stuff in the hotel freezer.
Yeah.
Finished the show.
Oh, mate.
Got it in the car and headed home.
What a lovely little vignette.
Yeah, so it's coming through Muswell Hill.
Coming through
here, virtually.
Yeah.
At kind of, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Well, on Christmas Eve.
And got, well, Christmas Eve on the day before. Right. And I think it might have actually been Christmas Eve. And, yeah, Chris Rea comes on. And I was listening to Magic 105.4.
Which you always end up, I don't know about you, but I always end up listening to that.
That is the
after all the chat, after Radio 4, 5 Live,
Wimbledon,
Radio 3, bit of classic.
In the end, it's
looking
always
through the CDs, you always, to keep you awake and keep you right from your mind, you always
you
end up on Magic.
You can reach it by caravan, cross the desert like an air. Anyways. So Chris Rea is on, and I totally went down that road. I thought, oh, not this one. This is rubbish. And then he said, I can't wait to see their faces. Oh, Chris, you're so right.
You're talking about faces.
I never realised.
Makes me think about faces.
I went from feces to faces in 30 seconds. Talking of feces, do you need to go in there?
I'm all right, mate.
Oh, well done.
I feel okay.
We're on proper Highgate Woods now.
I mean, it's lovely, isn't it? I mean,
it's proper winter now. Yeah, the leaves look great, but they're all on the ground. They've all come down. Keep running down there. Look, I'll frame you up. Look at that. Gorgeousness. Chevrolet's going to have to catch him up now. Ah, he's getting away. Let's not do any barefoot sprints.
No, not today.
Good, good.
So what kind of running have you been doing in this slightly lazy phase of the year?
Yeah, yesterday was good. It was that combination of doesn't matter how far it is and I don't know where I'm going and I'd know it'll be slow.
Yeah.
And actually it wasn't that slow. I think it would have been faster if I hadn't been kind of finding my way across North London. So I ran to Euston.
Okay.
And then back up to Islington.
Okay. So just a proper city run.
And it was a jobs run.
It was an admin run.
Yeah, and equally, I come back and do all my exercises, but I'm busy, so I don't know if it's good or bad, but it's I'm kind of doing loads of exercises, but taking ages, and then often kind of
flower there. What do you think that's
leaving about? The last? Oh, that's sad. I think it's a memory of the person who the bench is for, probably.
It's a funny
Cassie's
little
bench. Yeah, she's only from a couple of years ago. Read that out for us.
Cassie's bench, 20th of May to 9th of November. 20th of May 1982 to 9th of November 2014.
Oh, so she wasn't old. So that's why that's been there since November.
I can imagine, yeah.
Oh, thinking of you, Cassie, just like we say, it's that time of year for thinking about the people who won't be around for Christmas.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Commentary.
You're doing your exercises.
Yeah,
I don't know whether it's a good or a bad thing.
I do loads.
I suspect it's a good thing.
Over a long time.
Right.
But then I get right near the end and think, oh, I can't be arsed with this. So I don't finish them. You know, basically, it is a good thing. It's like you were saying about being off watch. The finish line, how far am I going? How fast am I going? How many press-ups have I done? How long is my plank?
The
answer to that question at the moment is a dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
But still doing all the exercise, you know.
So. And also, you've got to... You've got to ration out your psychology, your determination.
Yeah.
We're going to need that in February.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's leave it till mid-February to mid-March. That's the key.
It's interesting. You know what I mean? Running with Tom Price the other day, despite the fact that I think he often drops the running ball and it makes it hard for him when he goes out again because he's unfit, I still think also there is a relaxation there. I think he's got the trust that he will eventually be out there again.
Yeah.
And I think that's good, isn't it? I think we've got that now.
Yes.
Bit of faith in ourselves, you know. How am I going to fit my run in? Don't go today.
Yeah.
You go on Monday. It's going to be
okay.
I'll
just have a short one. But also, when you're training for marathon, you do take the long way round, don't you?
Yeah.
There's a couple of months where everything that's tough, you do.
Yeah, yeah.
To train for that mental
thing. You just say yes,
thing.
That's right.
But we're not there yet.
No, absolutely.
so we get to enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
Totally enjoy ourselves. You know?
And also, on our ridiculous schedule, you know, the memory of that training, particularly psychologically, is vivid. You know, I'm still in the afterglow. Never mind the two marathons. I can still very much remember where my long run before Yorkshire took me.
Yeah.
Psychologically.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way. You know, it's still of use. We've got tree roots under
dangerous.
A bed of oak leaves.
Dangerous.
It's kind of gorgeous, and it could be funny if we instantaneously now can't do the marathon because of a broken ankle here.
It's also that... We're at that phase of like loads of driving.
Yeah.
I mean, I drove for 6 hours yesterday, be another five today.
Yeah.
Only two on Friday, but then another five, six on Saturday.
Yeah.
Three on Sunday. You've got to... If I was a stretching kind of person, I would stretch. You should stretch, shouldn't you, for that?
Oh, yeah, I always do. I have to.
It's, just in a car, just getting jumbled.
I get so sick of it as well. I mean, I think I'd focus on the negative and I'm not doing it. You find a way. Like you say, there's the radio, there's music to listen to. You get to stop and buy hummus from M&S.
Yeah.
But I do, this week I'm taking a train to Manchester.
Right.
But I'm driving up to Oxfordshire today.
Yeah.
And when I just really noticed that when I remember that I'm going by train to Manchester, I think, oh, it's like an early Christmas present.
It's
and then when
nice.
I remember that I'm not taking the Oxford Tube to Oxfordshire, I think, oh.
Yeah.
So I'd love to phase the car. There's lots of people, lots of women running the other way here. I hope you don't get in the way.
It'd be nice to phase the car up, but it's just getting back, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the trick.
That's right. And sometimes it's not a pain. But, yeah. I would do it if we lived in a different era or a different country and trains were cheaper and more reliable and ran later.
It'd be great.
Which sounds ridiculous, but they are. They have that in other places. And I got distracted. I'm sure someone going the other way was someone I went to school with.
Really?
Yeah. Mind you, I gave a smiling look of, hey, isn't that you? And she gave me a blank look of, no, stop looking at me. It looked like her. Anyway, you know, I'd face the car out completely.
That driving up to, I mean, I'm driving to Liverpool later today.
Yeah, and that driving up for Christmas.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see their faces.
On a Thursday, driving up. I mean, I'll be setting off about 12:30.
Yeah.
But 12:30, mate?
Yeah.
Because when you left to Liverpool, you set off at 12:30.
Do you know the Beatles are from Liverpool?
Are they?
Yeah.
They ought to talk about that a bit. They should at least mention it. The gigs there are great, actually. It's Laughter House in Liverpool.
Yeah.
One of the best clubs. But
it's not in the Slaughterhouse pub anymore, is it? But that's a great bit of wordplay.
Yeah.
You see, you just drop the S.
Yeah.
You got yourself a Laughter House.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should do that at more slaughterhouses. I think.
So you're on the radio tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing a Steve Lemax round table where we review the records, but we'll be reviewing the year's records.
Like it. Year in review.
First half of the year.
Yeah.
Got a feeling David Bowie's Black Star will come up.
I can imagine.
And then I'm off to Manchester for the weekend and Birmingham next weekend.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. But my gig in Bath on Friday was cancelled, so I wasn't in Bath for that park run. So my three park run December has already gone off.
Yeah.
It fell at the first hurdle.
I might do Manchester park run this week, actually.
On Saturday. Meet we're going.
Oh, well.
Why don't we do it? We just had a thought. This is a moment where
we realize. we've got to get a record. Yeah, they're definitely
doing it. I just realised we can do it.
South Manchester Park Run.
So I'm gigging in Liverpool, but I'm staying in Manchester.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, there you go. Oh, where are you staying? Are you staying at Joe's Inn?
No, I'm staying at a mate's house in Stretford.
So am I.
Go on. Steve Rawlins from Northallerton.
What? I mean, he doesn't know yet. Sure it'll be fine.
That'll be great.
Great.
So which one should we do?
South Manchester Park Run. I know the other one's good, but don't get to the other one often enough. I really like it.
Yeah, okay.
Well, plus, it's a good winter one because you've got to go through those. It's a little bit tough mudder.
It'll be a little bit muddy in puddles.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah.
We've got a running... Mate. That's a podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a running commentary, part from Manchester.
So
we're
going to
take
the recorders round, or are we going to do it before and after and get times?
Isn't it great when a plan comes together that wasn't even a plan?
It's beautiful, isn't it?
How long did it take? How long would it have taken us to realise that we're both...
Yeah, we would have realised it on Saturday afternoon.
You know what we could have done?
Yeah. This way our listeners get to listen to us not only recording a podcast, but working out how and when to record a podcast.
And it is a really nice park run in South Manchester.
Yeah, yeah.
It's swift but messy.
Yeah, we would invite you down, but unfortunately you're probably not hearing this amazing epiphany until next week.
Yeah.
So, bad luck.
But I imagine that was quite good. It's quite a nice moment in the podcast. Them actually hearing us think.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of the moment of realisation.
Hearing us think is nice. It's a shame it doesn't happen more often.
Yeah, they've been waiting for that for a while.
I can wait to hear them thinking. Oh, I just burped then. Was that another nice moment? Pardon me.
So, yeah, the park run should be good fun.
Shaking it up instead of shaking it down. It's probably for the best. Yeah, and then the week after... You're not in Birmingham the week after, are you?
Birmingham the week after... No. Harrogate, actually.
Yeah. I'll do the Cannon Hill one the week after.
Oh, that'd be good. I've heard that's a swift one.
Yeah.
Although the notion of a swift one is like... Yeah. Similar to when people say it's a good room for comedy. It's all about you, isn't it?
Absolutely.
The course can be as fast as it wants.
Yeah,
if you're, if you're not,
I'm not looking
if
at
you're not in the mood and I've got the legs for it, that's not a fast course.
I won't complain if I get PB this December, but
yeah.
I won't hold my breath.
Yeah. Same here, I'm not. I don't think I'll be...
We just went past a lovely little vignette. There was two people, I think they were just friends who know each other from walking the dogs. But they were talking and looking at something on the phone.
They just realized
one of the dogs was just waiting.
Yeah.
And but the other dog was standing looking at them with the tennis ball on the ground between them.
Hello.
As if to say, here we go. Okay, pick it.
Let's
pick,
go.
Throw. Yeah, pick, throw. Yeah. Pick and
come
throw.
On. Come on,
pick.
I'm with the tennis
pick
ball.
Pick and throw.
And go.
And the humans had no idea that they were under this kind of pressure. Pick and throw. Come on. Just
ready
and
run.
Ready. Three, two, one. Three, two. Come on, guys. Come on. That's a great thing. We've been watching the Christmas films with the kids.
Yeah, let's get on this one.
Just did Scrooged.
Yeah.
With Bill Murray.
All right.
Which I think dates well. I was thinking of a bit of when I was younger, I thought it was a bit of an odd fish, a bit of a mixed bag. But it's pretty smart. And it does a great bit of balancing between traditional Scrooge and.
He's quite a
satire on TV and all this stuff.
He's quite a sort of ageless star, isn't he, Murray? Because he's so kind of distant and ironic. It's quite a modern style, actually, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. He's got that.
Retains it.
And he gets to play, he has his cake and eats it.
Yeah.
Because he's got that kind of knowingness, but he does deep. He can play really misanthropic and then really kind of joyful and tears in the eyes. He's very good. He's a star for our time.
People love him. He doesn't have an agent. You can't get him on the phone.
But the thing they've got in there is the top executive in the TV, who's Robert Mitchum, in a brilliant role as he gets older, telling them to do more stuff in the Christmas special that'll appeal to cats and dogs.
Right.
Perhaps, you know how Kojak had a lollipop?
Yeah.
Maybe you could have a cop who kind of dangles a piece of string. And it's like, fast movements, jerky movements. Look at these guys, tiny tots in the woods. That is fantastic.
That's a nice picture.
Oh. Hey, guys. That was lovely. Strangers. Love it when you take pictures of the kids. Yeah. There's the rope thing. Go on then. Here I go.
You're going to do it. Do you want me
this to is your test of you taking a picture. And my test of going on a rope swing. See what happens here.
The moment where it went wrong for Rob in the marathon. Capture. Live. Rob's injury.
I'm supposed to jump onto it, aren't I? Okay, how are we going to
do
it?
Or put your legs on it, yeah. Here we go.
It's quite a long stick, that's the trouble. It's going to have to be both legs at once. Okay, three, two, go on then. Three, two, come on. Three.
Go on. Hey!
Hey, nice, it's
man.
Really
you've done it.
Close tight on my fingers. Hey! It's working!
You now you've reached the same thing. You can't get off. Hey!
Hey!
Happy Christmas!
That's great. Yeah, this is the challenge, isn't it?
Swinging home.
Easy,
for
easy.
Christmas.
Easy, easy. Oh, success!
Yes!
44, schmalti 4.
Yeah. The action man returns.
Yeah. Can't believe I did that without doing myself a mischief.
It did really well.
It really came off, didn't it?
Champion.
I had a great moment in Glen Nevis when I was the appropriate age for those.
Yeah.
I was about 12. And, you know, my dad laconically stood by. My mum said, yeah, go on. And I got on this rope swing and swung out and over this kind of gorge.
Yeah.
Swung back, tried to hop off. Didn't quite get off. Swung back right out to the absolute apex and then just fell off.
I go.
And my mum was standing back, so she just saw me disappear out of sight. It was fantastic. The great thing was, exactly, I was totally unhurt. I mean, I felt stupid. I fell down this bank and rolled down to the bottom, which somehow managed not to be a stream. But yes, my mum at the top going, assuming that all my bones were broken.
Reminds me of that stage of life where I was just a complete idiot. Even more than
stage
that.
Of life.
Yeah, yeah. Living with...
It's quite a long phase.
It is quite a life. Living with mates in King's Cross. Just having a right laugh.
Was that where there was the old piano and the playing was hot behind the green door?
It was. There was a various... Various green doors. Shaking Stevens lived there for a while.
Excellent. And well, yeah, you wanted him to sort the house out, but he didn't have time to fix the shingles.
One of my mates was, for some reason, locked out of the flat below. And we had the flat above. It was all, we all had interconnected flats. So we had the idea of shimmying over the balcony.
The neighbours who didn't know you guys must have loved it.
Oh, they loved that. All the antics. All the noise. And he shimmied over the balcony with a washing line, created some kind of makeshift lasso. Quite overweight character.
Yeah, this doesn't bode well.
Well, once he shimmied over the balcony, it immediately tightened massively around his wrist. And I can still remember the sort of the yelp as
the
entire weight.
His own hand.
Great stage of life.
Yeah.
That was when we lived near a pub called the Carpenters.
Yeah.
And
so you'd only just begun.
We'd only just begun.
Just begun.
In London. One of my mates was having a relationship with a landlord at the time.
Yeah.
Who'd done 6 years inside and actually seen himself on Crime Watch just before he got arrested. So, a local
I've never
character.
Thought of Crime Watch from that point of view. Yeah. You're sitting watching Crime Watch and you think, ooh.
Oh, hang up!
That's not good. I didn't realise they knew that. At least that guy looks nothing like me. What a vignette. You told us so much. So how long did you live in King's Cross for?
I lived there for a few years.
Are that couple still together?
No, they're not, no. That was Julie.
Oh, Julie. Oh, gosh. So, fans.
So that was...
Me, Julie.
Yeah. So that was quite a... it was just a tempestuous period.
Brilliant.
Good fun. Do you think all kids have that?
Well, it is funny because you dismiss...
Having a sort of wild phase lasting a few years, doing things that you...
Well, I think when we look back, you kind of diss yourself. And when you look at your own kids, you think, oh, thank goodness. But when you look at kind of people in their late teens and early 20s in this day and age, you think, I hope there's space
for some stupid
in a societal story for them to just go a little bit. Just a little bit.
Because university doesn't seem to be the same. There's obviously a bit of that, but it doesn't seem to be the same space now, because of course you pay for it.
No, that's right. It's not a safe space to go and do what you like. It's training for work. Yeah. That's the ideology of a generation's worth of governments. Well, I think they're all missing the point.
Yeah.
Back to my... It's nice that my dad's featured so much today. And one of the things that he said was... Because he went to university in London.
Yeah.
And he stayed at home with his mum and dad.
Right.
And, you know, this is not just any old mum and dad. His mum and dad were old and pious and, you know...
Yeah, Lutheran.
They saw a program... They're watching a program they were enjoying once, and so a woman in it was pregnant.
Right.
And...
Turned it off.
Afterwards, they were telling my mum about it, and they said it was sordid.
Right.
It's sordid.
Burn the television.
So, anyway...
So, he didn't have the classic university experience.
Exactly, and he really regretted that. And he said to me, when you go to university... Go somewhere good, you know, go and enjoy it. Go away somewhere, for goodness sake.
Go away.
And that's what it's for.
Chilly. Go away.
So when I went off to Birmingham University and came back 4 months later, he was surprised and a little bit disappointed, I think.
Yeah.
Well, little did he know that he'd really primed me for, for a very good experience for those first few weeks.
It's that first time when... One of my mates going through it with their kid who's gone to Manchester. When your kid comes back for the first time and you realise how much has gone on.
Yeah, yeah.
And he comes back to his room and realised it's changed a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Still his, but it's not his.
Yep. You know, it's...
Growing up.
They're the doors you go through you don't go back through.
Growing up.
I remember being in the... Lampeter University with Jared Christmas, which is brilliantly in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, that's an amazingly sort of isolated uni, isn't it?
And in many ways,
good fun, though, because of that,
that's the kind of place to go, isn't it? It's almost like going to another planet for 3 years, unless you live right near Lampeter.
Safe, yeah.
But it's a safe environment, exactly. And but the funny thing about it was, we were doing a gig for freshers, but it wasn't the first week of term. It was like maybe 2 months in. It was October, November. Yeah. And I think the one thing they hadn't remembered to do was eat any healthy food.
Of course.
They're like 250, 19, 18, 19 year olds.
Malnutrition.
And every now and again, a cough would kind of go through the room like a Mexican wave. They've all taken up smoking with a vengeance. They've all given up green vegetables. They've all been snogging each other.
Yeah.
You just get this kind of... this kind of Dickensian...
This petri dish of disease.
Yeah, absolutely. Me and Jared stepping further and further back towards the backdrop. Don't touch any of them.
I remember in terms of eating when I was a student. I used to... Obviously, I perfected the art of turning up at tea time around other people's... Holes,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It became a bit of a joke. Tomkinson turns up, you know. Yeah. And, have you got any toast? And I'd eat like toast and Alpen.
Yeah.
To my shop. And when
on top, did you spoon it on top like beans?
And when I did cook a meal, on the odd occasions I did, it was pasta and sardines. And that was it. Pasta with a can of sardines emptied over them. That was the height of luxury.
Me and my mate Ferg, who... It's good because we're good mates to this day, but I think we consolidated a friendship then because we knew each other from home.
Right.
He was a year below me at school. We were mates already. But anyway, I went off to university after my year off. He got a place in clearing. So I'd been kind of looking forward to this day for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And then on the 3 days before we went up there, he said, I'm coming as well.
Yeah.
And when we got there, we both had trouble. My bank had set my bank account up at Five Ways, which is just in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Because their little system didn't tell them that there was a bank on campus, which is a boring story, but it did result in the fact that I didn't have any money at all.
Yeah.
So this is not a good start. No, you're supposed to have some, then spend it, then not have any. You know, this is the week one. And he didn't have anywhere to live. He's moving around. We're really classic, you know, freshers in and out of the offices saying, any news about
like
the...
It's the start of a buddy movie, isn't it?
Yeah. And one day, he finally got a nice flat, and it was just down the hill from my one. We were in his flat, and we were feeling impecunious. And he said, let's see what we've got in the cupboard. And we found some tin of tomatoes.
Yeah.
Tin of salmon.
Like it.
And some rice.
Oh, what?
So we...
That's a feast.
Yeah, so we improvised this kind of tomato and salmon risotto. So excited about it. So pleased with ourselves for getting it together. But there was like a line of salmon spine in the tin salmon.
Right.
And we'd somehow kind of mashed it up.
Right.
Oh. And got fish back, like right through the whole dinner.
Right.
Oh. We persevered for a few mouthfuls.
And we went through it.
Eventually these two hairy, hungry, biologically questionable boys had to push these full plates of food away. Yeah. It's no good.
No more. I was immediately in South Manchester in halls of residence with six Scousers.
Yeah.
And one Indian PhD student who was 28 years old called Raza, who just used to eat heavy curries all day. Well, be preparing them. So the halls smell of curry. It was hilarious. And then the Scousers were just getting drunk and eating kebabs and urinating in the cupboards.
Oh!
In the front room, you know, just coming in drunk and just like... It was classy. You know, it was classy. It was...
Sounds classy.
It was student life.
They've cut away all the trees here. You can see all the hills.
They have. They've cut away.
So we're back on the Parkland walk. We're nearly back. We've nostalged.
I've really enjoyed this run, actually.
The older guys are now
tired.
Flight of stairs at my university were Greek.
Right. There's
two guys, Cosma and Pedro. I lived with Cosma.
Right.
He was funny, but he didn't speak much English. And he kept himself to himself. And talking this biology, at a point when, you know, friendships were really developing, he instead developed a spot on his nose.
Right.
That was the size of a golf ball. Tragic. And you just couldn't, you know, you'd be talking to him thinking, oh my God, does he know? But we were hanging around in the, you know, in the girls down the stairs flat.
Yeah, of course.
And he
yeah.
wrote in a magazine, what is this word? He said, what is this word? And he pushed it over. And it said, Bristol's. It took me ages to work out that he was trying to tell me something about one of the girls. And his other mate, the other guy downstairs, Pedro, he was such a laugher. It was just fantastic. He would just scream. I mean, he'd kind of scream with laughter and throw himself across the room.
Right.
He'd knock over furniture.
I love guys.
We used to put Mr. Bean on just to see it happen. It was absolutely fantastic. Me and him, you know, in yet another shenanigans-based adventure. We were trying to throw some keys up to someone on the third floor. Yeah. And I threw them up, and they just neatly landed, like as if I'd done it deliberately, like they'd been pulled up on a string, on the windowsill.
Like it.
They just went, and I thought he was going to have some kind of aneurysm. He's just, so rolling around in a flower bed.
Mr. Bean!
Yeah.
It is great, that, though, isn't it? The first few weeks of university, just going away like that. Just the mayhem of it.
Yeah, that's right. And you notice that, you know, I did some quite good stuff academically at university, but none of it springs to mind.
Yeah.
Those aren't the adventures, are they? So, yeah, I hope the kids do get those adventures.
I'm sure they will.
And then go home and do things
sure
like
they will.
Drink with their parents and be the one that drives to the pub and stuff like that.
George had his first day at work yesterday. He's actually got a job.
Well, oh, that's good.
Yeah, he's got a job in a gym, which he says is really boring, quite well paid, and it means he'll be able to revise while he's at work.
Yeah.
So it kind of ticks a lot of boxes,
no
really.
No mention of exercise.
No.
No?
Well, no, I mean, he's just got to oversee the gym stuff, so he's fine.
Yeah.
It's £8 an hour, so at his age, that's quite good money.
Yeah, not bad at all.
And he's done well.
Oh, that's great news for all of us. Oh, for this running commentary
George's
types.
Employment search is over.
What is a Christmas present for us all? Oh, those jobs as well. Have you ever seen the Doug Liman film Go?
The film, I think I've seen it.
Katie Holmes. Trouble with some people who work in a supermarket at Christmas time.
Right, I don't think I have actually.
I only watched the beginning of it yesterday. It's so 90s.
Right.
I found it quite evocative. I thought, oh, this would be good. And then I thought, oh, it's too much. I can't watch it. I'll watch it another day.
I watched a great thing on Netflix called Goliath with Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, I've heard that's big.
It was really good, actually.
See what I did?
Yeah, it was good. It was great. A lot of good stuff came out on Netflix.
Yeah, it's the way forward, isn't it?
It's a way, isn't it?
I'll get into it when I finish watching old films I've seen loads and loads of times before.
Such a pleasure watching old films you've seen before, though.
Oh, yeah.
And Christmas is a great period for that, isn't it?
Yeah, I was out for a Muppet Christmas Carol, but yeah. We've done Home Alone and Scrooged. Still got that.
They've done It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, we did it last year, but we'll be watching it again.
Yeah.
Then there's that brilliant one, I don't know if you know it, Christmas Story, about the little boy growing up in the 50s in Canada.
I've heard it's a slightly, like
it's
the
a cult
one.
Some people don't know it because it's, you know, Canadian.
Right.
It's really good. I used to joke with Julia that it didn't exist because I hadn't seen it. So.
I'll have to.
Two paths in the forest diverged and I
took the wrong, less traveled path.
Took the one that goes up to your house.
That's made all the difference.
Yeah, it didn't make that much difference.
Probably can get home.
Yeah, just either way, you know, yeah. I'm going to be going
we'll
through Finsbury Park
either.
In the end. And thus, Paul is out of the marathon.
So
that was nice.
See you Saturday morning.
Yes, of course.
Park runner.
Yay! We won't be running together. You'll be in front of me. You know that, right?
No, but we'll be warming up to have a
what are you on
together.
Now?
Maybe a little warm down.
15:36.
I did 18:30. 38, but I'm not in that shape.
Yeah, and you're not cheating at it like Tom Price.
No.
You go far enough.
We've all thought, especially in that Highbury course, that maybe we have reached the finish and we haven't.
Look at that. Sorry, look at that skyline. That's fantastic. It's like a golden sky on the other side of London. On the other side of all the...
I'm crossing the road.
The other side of the Emirates. Some pretty depressing stuff in the foreground. I'll wait till that rubbish truck's gone. There we go. Good that, though, isn't it?
Yeah. No, that temptation to sneak in a lap early on the Highbury park run.
Yeah.
After four laps.
Yeah.
We've all done it. It's almost inspiring that Tom actually has done that, isn't it?
Someone has, yeah.
Just thought, I'm just going to do it.
It honestly has never crossed my mind. I'm so just haven't got cheating in my nature. I'm not too good. I'm too fussy. So, but if you bend the rules, then there's the rules, and yeah. Then it doesn't make any sense.
No, you're right.
That's my nature.
You're right. No, you're right. I've never been tempted, but I've seen people coming after four, and I'm just convinced they haven't run the five.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I haven't been lapped, and this kid's going, it's like, something's happened.
And there's a big difference, you know, if you make a mistake or a bit, but the only thing you'd really disapprove of is somebody who really thinks they've done great.
Yeah, yeah.
And fooled everyone and got a good time. But hopefully those people just don't exist. That's the hope. So we have, well, first of all, there's us.
Great run.
It was really nice. December. Yeah, and they're going to enjoy that drive to Liverpool. Do some stretching.
Yeah, I will, yeah.
Let me tell you how far and how fast we went. And we're still after Esoteric Marathon tips. We got a big bunch of tips
there's
the other
the
day, but
though,
some of them... Do you want me to take a picture of that?
Yeah, well, just because we've got this white wall thing.
5 1/4 miles, 10-minute miles. Okay, and now you want me to take a picture of these fox footprints. Explain to our listeners what's going on here.
Well, we've had the front of the house redone.
Yeah, which is really nice, by the way.
Which is nice. It's taken years for us to get the money together to do it.
Look at that tiling. I mean, that's the good stuff.
Incredible grouting.
Really incredible stuff.
And then
stuff.
We had the wall painted white.
And the foxes.
The foxes just having a laugh, aren't they?
Yeah,
just doing their own thing, just doing what foxes do.
At least they haven't actually done what foxes do.
No, fantastic yet. Mr. Fox.
Yeah, idiot Mr. Fox. Sod off Mr. Fox. Anyway, RunCompod on Twitter, on Instagram, Running Commentary on Facebook. Merry Christmas, if this is the last one you hear before Christmas.
Although we will be doing another one.
We will be doing more, and we'll speak to you soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
For Tolkienson and Rob Deering.